2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 5. Day 5. Outline. Roman number 6. The grace of life is the inheritance of all the believers, whether strong or weak. Capital A. The grace of life is God as life and life supply to us in His divine Trinity, the Father as the source of life, the Son as the course of life, and the Spirit as the flow of life, who flows within us, with the Son and the Father, as grace to us. Capital B. We are heirs to inherit the grace of life and vessels to contain the grace of life. Roman number 7. The varied grace of God indicates the riches of the grace of God in its varieties ministered by the saints one to another. Capital A. The varied grace of God is the rich supply of life, which is the triune God ministered into us in many aspects. Capital B. We need to be good stewards of the varied grace of God, speaking the words of grace as the oracles of God and ministering out of the strength and power of grace, which God supplies. Roman number 8. God gives grace to the humble while He resists the proud. Capital A. In the church life, all of us need to gird ourselves with humility toward one another so that we may enjoy God as the grace giver. Capital B. Humility saves us from all kinds of destruction and invites God's grace, whereas pride makes us a top fool. Capital C. We must be willing to be made humble, lowly, under the mighty hand of God in His discipline and to throw our life with its care upon God, because He cares for us lovingly and faithfully. Roman number 9. The God of all grace, who has called the believers into His eternal glory, perfects, establishes, strengthens, and grounds them through their sufferings. This all grace is the true grace of God, into which the believers should enter and in which they stand. This is the end of today's outline.